This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Hey, our text number. Okay. We've properly spaced ourselves from the other text, the contest, and now we can talk about our text line where you can have comments or compliments or requests, whatever, and we try to read these back in the 9 o'clock hour, which is where we are now.
Hello.
Killer day outside, too. I hope you're able to get outside and enjoy it.
I'm going to.
I rode down to the water on my skateboard. And had a look. It's just
That's so funny that you have time to do that. That's great. You gonna be able to surf today, you think?
I would like to think so, yes. Knocking on wood, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, 800-400-3697 is our text number. The app changed mid show to the new name.
Oh.
I couldn't remember what it was and I panicked that I wouldn't be able to listen to you guys, but then I found it.
Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. That's the new name of everything Sarah and Vinny and our entire company.
Right.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
That's all.
That's it.
R-A-D-I-O. Hopefully that helps you remember it. If it doesn't, then, you know.
Well, we're doing our part to help you. We're giving you a mnemonic device.
We are marketing geniuses, so we can only do so much.
Everyone says so.
Right. Nicole is my hero, says 925. She's even more awesomer.
Oh, for just playing that sound bite, Bryn.
Or maybe it was
awesomer than who?
Your insistence that you would not go to a wedding with someone not you wear your hair the way you wear your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to wear the shoes I want to.
Chick's a bridezilla.
Yeah.
You don't dress me.
And get my nails
I dress
done
me
too.
Yeah. I'm getting green nail polish. Just throw off your color pattern.
Hi, Bryn. I know I'm late to the conversation on this one from yesterday, but if you're still looking for a new sound for Odyssey, Hammer Anvil, check out the first track on Linkin Park's Meteora album. Seems perfect to me. Keep up the great work. Caroline
it's
in
okay.
San Bruno.
I think we have it down.
I don't think we do.
I don't want to do the extra work.
Who the hell are we talking to?
Doesn't matter to me.
Is this a choir of angels? Boy, Satan and God have made an appearance today.
Thank you.
No, thank you, angels.
Someone needs to clip Bryn saying wine coolers are delicious with him also saying, that's not how we rage at all.
Boy, wine
really
coolers are
out
delicious.
There just planning ways.
It's funny how that I don't find that funny.
It is funny how you don't find that funny, Home Depot.
It's funny how P-pow. I don't find that funny.
925 says, the son shouldn't have lied to the father. Telling him no one was getting a plus one due to COVID is what caused this scene.
Yeah, there's a lot of mistakes being made in that family. Uh-huh. That's one family I am super glad I'm not in.
Yep.
They seem like a huge pain in the ass.
Yeah, agreed.
Also, I didn't want to go to the wedding in the first place. Ugh. Weddings.
Sarah, or Vinny, have you seen the movie Very Bad Things? That might be right up your alley. I haven't. Very Bad Things. I don't know it. Never heard of it.
Huh. It sounds like a Stephen King book. Isn't there a Very Bad Things?
I don't recognize it at all, but I'll, you know.
Needful Things is what I'm thinking of.
Very Bad Things from 98?
Oh.
Oh, wow. That's really.
What's it about?
That's digging deep.
Yeah.
Kyle Fisher heads to Las Vegas for a bachelor party with four friends. And one of them accidentally kills a hired stripper and a security guard finds the body an unstable kill. Whatever.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. It doesn't really sound fun.
I feel like The Hangover is, it's like The Hangover, but less fun.
That's what it sounds like.
All right. Hi, all. I joined the show late today as I fell off yesterday after the 20 minutes spent on Odyssey debacle. Really? Can you guys work that stuff out off of the air? Hey, we're trying to do this stuff. We tried to get you a nice guest. What is your problem? Didn't work out. There was a problem.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
I don't know. They said yesterday, though. Did we have a problem yesterday with a guest?
No, yes. But I think they're referring to us having trouble with Eddie Ift. I think that's their reference.
Hey, man, we moved on to other things. You can't believe the scramble. We did,
Everything was working.
It's actually someone touched something. No one should be able to touch those things. Those are our things.
Are we all looking at Nicole at the same time, or is it
just
me?
Yeah, Nicole, stop touching stuff.
No, she actually went and untouched it.
She had to untouch it.
We're all staring at Nicole right now, everyone.
I fixed it, though.
So. Oh, okay.
You're the best around.
Thanks. I'm the only one here.
Sarah, that's why we're all staring at you. Why do you think we're staring at you? You're the only one there.
Oh.
Sarah, as a mom of three adult sons, I'd say enjoy your sons living with you for now. They are still young and will be independent soon enough. Soak it all up.
I am for sure doing that. By the way, remember about the sword?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if we ever bought Riley a real sword because as a mother of a 21-year-old and a 20-year-old, I'm like, who would ever buy their 7-year-old a sword? We did buy them a sword.
That's what I thought.
I said to John, John said, yeah, we bought him one. I said, where is it? In the bike shed. Oh, my God. He wanted to sharpen it at the time. I really don't remember ever getting him that.
Yeah. I remember you telling me that story and thinking.
Why would she do that?
Well, no, I don't. I struggle with a lot of this stuff, but I do think you get your kids stuff so they can play. And you, at the time, I think you were living on the hill.
Yeah.
And so you were like, these kids have no friends. They're stuck on this mountaintop.
They still could have cut each other's heads off, though, Vin. It was a terrible, irresponsible parenting move. Those kids should have been taken away from me. Someone, please, come get them now, retrospectively. Retroactively.
It wasn't sharpened, so it's
sharp. No, it wasn't, you know.
510 says, still. Wow, Sarah says punt and Vinny says it's her wedding. Times have changed.
That's actually really funny.
That is funny.
Vinny's like, first sign of trouble, punt.
Well, look, I mean, I do feel like now that I've been a part of a wedding, I find out quickly that this isn't for me.
This isn't about
you. I'm getting married, yes, but this isn't for me. Because if it was, it wouldn't be happening. It's way too expensive. Way.
A lot of money.
We are eloping, or whatever that term is called.
It's eloping. That is what it's called.
Right. The father is definitely the bleep hole.
There's a bunch of them in that family. It's my thing. The son's a liar. The wife is an insecure mess.
Uh-huh.
I mean, come on. Callie's the only one who's cool. She's like, I love older men. And yeah, I'll stay here at the hotel waiting for you. You want me to come? All right, I'll do it.
She is rolling with things, isn't she?
She's just rolling. I'm rolling with it. I'm fine with all of it. I'm Callie. It's right in the name, friend. Relax. Chill
out. Nerd alert. CPAs face preparer penalties if they knowingly file incorrectly.
Ooh, well. That's why they're so good at their job.
The Batfleck won't work. Ben Affleck didn't want to do it anymore. He was going to start and direct the Batman movie, but realized it might affect his sobriety to take on such a dark, massive project. He let it go.
Hmm. He was probably, it's like he said in that one thing where he's trying to live by night. He's trying to promote this movie, and all anyone wants to talk to him about is Batman, and he's clearly an artist. So it would have been too stressful for him. He doesn't want to live in that universe.
You know, they ask me, it's Batman. But nobody ever asked me, where's Live by Night?
Yeah, because no one cares about it, Ben.
Right.
Sorry.
Duh. LOL, thanks, Finn. I'm literally in bed under a blanket with my cats. Had my second vaccine yesterday, and I'm not feeling great. Will do my best to enjoy the day, though.
Yeah, Nicole is having a terrible time. She can hardly lift that left arm of hers.
You know, it loosens up, and you can take... Many people... What's weird is many people are writing in and saying, never take ibuprofen, ever. Like it's the devil pain reliever. And
I took Tylenol, but I read that too. And I don't know. I'm just paranoid because all I have on me right now is ibuprofen, and just I really want to take some.
Just take it.
Yeah, I don't. Ibuprofen works. That's why people take it. So I don't understand.
I don't understand what's the issue between the two.
Well,
some people just have a thing they stand on.
If you overtake it, it can really hurt your liver. But if you take it as prescribed, per 6 hours or whatever the dose recommended dose is, you should be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
So
I never really took that at all, but I get aches and pains now. It freaking sucks. So
you're in your 50s.
Yeah. Well, and I keep, trying to do stuff like I'm 20. Yeah. So I pay for it.
I think I'm going to get some Bengay. I feel like I should start smelling like an old person.
Oh, that's just great.
my elbow was bothering me. I was like, Aspergillus has no smell. I want Bengay. Does Bengay numb it up? Will that help me? I like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I go for that.
I am amazed you guys find enough stories to keep playing the Omaha songs. Things are happening in Nebraska.
They are.
Omaha. Somewhere in middle America. Right to the heart of
America. Oh, yeah.
It's the heart that matters more.
Yeah.
So good. Get your money back out of the door.
See, that texter actually just proved their own theory. You just gave us a reason to play it.
Right.
God, I love that song. It's so good.
Play what?
Apple should have info about the verified developer that created the fake app to give to the police.
Right.
Well, yeah, but that's the problem becomes that it's too late. They've already made off with this dude's $600,000 and probably more than that, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he wasn't the only guy they fooled, right? And what are they going to do? Arrest everyone at the public library where the guy probably signed the whole thing up?
Can you still get a hot dog at Home Depot?
You can get hot dogs at Home Depot.
And you can build rums, too.
Yeah, you can build a whole room. You can put a roof on. You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. They got everything you need over there. They got nails. They got 2x4s. They got it all.
The Odyssey app is way better than the radio.com app.
Yeah, it's great.
It doesn't cut out, and it even went from Wi-Fi to data. I mean, it's so legit.
There you go. Odyssey. That's our whole new gig, you guys. Odyssey. Audacy.
You're going to love it.
You will. Billions
spent.
I really
love it. Like, going to want to play it all the time. Thank you. Let's see. Sarah, make vaccination card holders. Oh, there's your new thing.
No, I'm not.
Like a nice yarn crocheted holder.
I see.
That I could, with a little string, so I could tie it around my neck. How about
I'll make you a vaccination card lanyard. Is that what you're looking for?
Sure, something like
that. Yeah, they make those. You can buy those, a dozen for $2 on Amazon.
These textures are our boss. Hey, Bryn, clip that up. Sarah, make some vaccination card holders.
Hey, keep finding more stories about Omaha.
Well, they are our boss, actually.
It turns out the listeners are the boss of this show.
We
got to have
them
listeners.
To listen. It is That's important. True.
Yep.
So, sure. Yeah. You got it.
If you're listening right now, you're in charge.
Tap dance, you got it.
Clickety clack. Shuffle ball change. Jazz hands, man.
Potaboo Ray.
And there's your clip of the day.
At what? I wasn't ready.
Yeah, that was it. You kidding me? That was great.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, that's the cut?
Thank you, Bryn.
Oh, thanks a lot, Bryn. You're supposed to have my back and say, we weren't recording that.
I saw you guys do that the other day. I guess that's how you find the... You just scroll forward till you see someone do the clap.
Oh, you!
Anytime right, you see this, that's the clap
done
of the day.
Done with text. I'm out of here.
For the clip.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. What a fun hump day show.
Hump day!
Hump day!
Oh, yeah. And now we are released into the wild, kids. We're going to go out and enjoy the day, the 80 degrees, the beautiful sunshine. Put your sunscreen on. Go catch some waves or garden or plant things in your greenhouse or play with your kid in the water pool. Mm-hmm. That's whatever it is you're doing.
In the water pool?
He's got this little water activity pool.
Oh, water table?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
is that
yeah,
what you're
yeah,
doing?
Exactly. It's a water table.
Thank you. Whatever.
We got one of those too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Super fun.
Nightmare.
She was doing that for 3 hours yesterday.
Well, they like it. I told you though, I did this with my kid the other day. And I looked over and both her and the puppy have their face in there drinking. I'm like, what the hell?
I'm sure they'll live. They'll be fine.
Well, they have lived. They're still
so far
still
so
alive.
Good.
This happened a couple days ago. So yes, they lived. Still
well,
gross.
More of that. Woo! All adventures right. In parenting. All right. Have a great day. Don't forget that, look, if you've got the new Odyssey app, you can keep us streaming all day. Never turn it off. Only ever turn it down. You got V. Hale coming up next. She assures us that she's not an alcoholic. I believe it. And then after her is Jane, who was currently rising from her goth coffin right now just to prep for her big show this afternoon. And then when we see you next, it's going to be Thursday. Imagine that.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.